medical billing disputes, and unsatisfactory service and misrepresentations again. And here, an example of something that we handled was a consumer was billed $1,900 for a procedure after being told it would be covered by insurance. However, after mediation, the mistake was identified and the balance was waived. And so while we don't regulate what insurance should cover or the disputes with an insurance company, that's the Office of Commissioner of Insurance, we get involved in those complaints where a consumer is going to have to pay above and beyond or outside of insurance for a procedure.
Michelle Ryan, an administrator for Division of Trade and Consumer Protection, joining us for a special update here on The Morning Show. Southwest Wisconsin, along with Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green, small enough to know you, big enough to serve you. It's an on-time morning in Southwest Wisconsin on this Tuesday. It's 6 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The European Union says it will act after President Trump imposed 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports to the United States. The European Commission's executive vice president called it economically counterproductive, but the president said Monday,
"It's time for our great industries to come back to America. I want them back to America."
He also demanded Hamas release all hostages by the weekend, saying he was speaking for himself, not Israel. The Trump administration and Elon Musk continue to clash with judges who hamper their plans to shrink the size of the federal government. One federal judge extended the hold on the Trump administration's buyout offer to federal workers. The Justice Department's ordered federal prosecutors to drop corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, saying it inhibits him from helping the administration crack down on illegal immigration. And Vice President J.D. Vance at an AI summit criticized excessive AI regulation. This is ABC News. Check your cupboards for some potentially tainted tuna. Canned tuna sold under several labels, including Trader Joe's, Van Camp's, and Genova, all being recalled after problems showed up with the seals on the cans. There are concerns that it could lead to food poisoning. The latest art exhibit at the Denver airport may look a little familiar.
If you're flying through Denver International Airport, take some time to view the latest art installation, a colorful sculpture using a universal travel staple known around the world. Luggage. The art exhibit is titled "It's Not What You Take, It's What You Bring Back," and features 183 pieces of upcycled luggage painted in bright primary colors hung from the ceiling. The artist, Thomas Evans, known as Detour, specializes in large-scale public art. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
A Super Bowl record as new numbers now show an average of 126 million people across the U.S. watch Sunday's game. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, NAPA has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at NAPA. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at NAPA Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 Boscoville. NAPA know-how.
Forecast details coming up in a bit, 5 minutes after 7 on this Tuesday morning. This President's Day, it's time to save big on the furniture you've been dreaming of. At Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, they're celebrating with unbeatable deals on everything from cozy sofas to stylish dining sets, bedroom furniture, and more. All marked down for huge savings. Plus, get free delivery on all purchases during the limited time President's Day sale. Whether you need a new recliner to relax in or a chic table to host your guests, they've got you covered. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. Visit Court & Main Downtown Richland Center to take advantage of the President's Day savings before they're gone. Court & Main, where your dream home is just a sail away.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
A high of 17 today, partial clearing by midday, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cold, flurries possible toward morning, a low of 4. 19 Wednesday, 1 to 3 inches of snow possible, the heaviest south of Richland County. Wednesday night, another inch possible, a low of 3. 16 Thursday, here's what they're saying for the weekend. Friday night, late, 2 to 4 inches overnight. A high of 24, 25 Saturday and Sunday, 15. Right now in Richland Center, east winds are at 4 miles per hour, about a half inch of snow as we check that out today. And right now it is 6 degrees. Nothing from the schools today, no delays or cancellations. Good luck as you get about your merry way today.
Makes them dream.
Post Malone and Morgan Wallen on WRCO. The old pea picker from Pea Ridge, Hank Bray, will be in just a little bit. Plus birthdays and anniversaries as well. 7:10 on a Tuesday morning. Music from Jimmy Allen on the radio.
I bet you're up there making new friends. I'm pretty sure you're loving every minute. If there's a golden pond full of fish, I bet you already caught everything in it. I bet you're making everybody laugh with your jokes. I know you're holding nothing but the best kind of hope. Shining a light up there with a big old smile. Yeah, and meanwhile, down home, oh, you know mama's still cooking down home grits. I promise I'm working with this guitar about as hard as I can. I met a girl, bought a house, put a nice little payment down home. It's still where my heart. Charlie Pride, yeah, every song keeps you right here with me. I got a daughter now, I really wish you'd met. Yeah, she's walking now, but I know you see every step. I wear the number 15 every chance I get. So when you're looking through the clouds, daddy, you can bet that down home, oh, you know mama's still cooking them down home grits. I promise I'm working with this guitar about as hard as I can.
I love you, no you don't, but I do. fall like this again. Fools like me never win. Came to my knees again. Can't close the door on likelihood. Things might be just as good. I always believed they would. Gotta let your love invite me. Baby, do you think it might be? No, you don't. But I do.
Catch them on WRCO, WRCE this morning. We're at 6 degrees. That is so far the overnight low. It's going to be quite winter-like over the course of the next week or so as we get to the middle of the month and beyond as well. But the winter is going to be shorter now, that's for sure. And I like the more daylight late in the afternoon, too. That's all right. Driving to the games at night, and there's still some daylight, so that's good. That's a good sign. We'll see what old Hank Bray's up to. Also, birthdays and anniversaries. We've got some nice ones coming up here just a little bit later on.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait times. Try something different, a combination of country and community.
Last year, the CFPB reported that credit cards from top retailers had an average APR of over 32% interest. At WCCU Credit Union, we understand that store credit cards come with some discounts and rewards. But if you're not paying these cards off monthly at over 30% interest, you're spending more than you know. WCCU has some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs, with options to transfer your balances from other cards to save you money. As you receive your credit card statements, look at the rates and terms. Then visit us at WCCU.coop to compare our rates, apply for a card, and transfer balances. For affordable credit from people you know and trust, contact any of our offices or visit us at WCCU.coop.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
If you're looking for a fun and unique way to celebrate Valentine's Day, join Tiny Acres Farms at Chet's Feed, Seed and Such Saturday, February 15th from 10 a.m. until noon for the Kissing Booth Fundraiser. Get a smooch from the adorable farm animals for just $5. And don't forget to bring your camera. All proceeds go back into community education programs. Spread the love, make memories, and support a great cause. Saturday, February 15th from 10 until noon only at Chet's Feed, Seed and Such.
Coach Jamie Johnson here. How are your New Year's resolutions or goals going? Are you struggling? Have you given up already? Maybe you didn't even know where to start or didn't even start. I would love to chat with you about a systematic, structured, supported health plan that works. I say with our program, the plan works if you work the plan. Contact me today, Jamie Johnson, through Facebook, or you can call me at 608-604-7751. Mention the radio ad and receive a scholarship upon the order.
Get ready, Molly B fans. The Baraboo Area Senior Citizen Organization invites you to a special benefit concert for the Outdoor Pool Fund in Baraboo. Molly B brings her energetic polkas and more March 2nd at 1 p.m. at the Baraboo Arts Center. Tickets are just $30, and all proceeds support a great cause. Get yours today at the Bosco office, open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., or call 608-356-8464 for more details. Don't miss out. Great music for a great cause on March 2nd. Molly B in Baraboo.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We partner with regional hospitals to offer infusion treatments for patients close to home, offering GammaGuard immunity boosters, blood transfusions, and chemotherapy monitored by an on-site oncologist. For expert infusion care in a familiar environment, call the Kramer Center and ask if your care can be delivered close to home at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
It's Quizzy Poo Day on the Roundup with Phil and Hank from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The Roundup is sponsored today by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Do you have what it takes to beat Phil Knee at a Quizzy Poo?
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hey. Good morning, young man.
What's up there, boy?
How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, not too bad.
You look awful spiffed up today.
Thank you.
The only thing you're missing is your tie.
Yeah, I should have worn the tie
today. What's up? Am I in trouble again?
Mm-mm. No, I don't think so.
Hey, and another thing. Tiny Acres Farm called me. They want me to go down and be part of the kissing booth.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. They said they could get a lot of money for people kissing something as ugly as I am.
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
Well, at least keeps you from kissing the animals.
Or
they don't want the animals to get sick.
Or did she say that they would pay people or pay me not to kiss? I don't know what she said.
It'd be a big moneymaker, I would
it
say.
It would be a big moneymaker, but I hope everybody gets out and enjoys Tiny Acres at Jet's Feed and Seed.
Right.
So.
Yeah, no doubt.
You'll be at the wrestling mats.
Right. And we have another weekend where the weather is going to be a little iffy.
Yes. Yes, you do.
And I know Richland Center hosts a wrestling regional on Saturday where teams are coming from quite a ways away.
Yes, they are.
So then that's a concern about, okay, do you push it back later in the day or what do you do? So we'll see. But as we know from last week, the meteorologist that cried wolf, you know, you start to think, oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, whatever.
And then we're probably going to get socked.
Right.
So.
Yeah. We're only supposed to get a dusting. Yeah. After the 16 inches that fell up on you.
Right.
Yes.
So, but anyway. Yeah. Were the roads a little slippery when you made your
way? No, they were okay. Grant County was just dry. I don't think they put any snow, which, you know, there was no snow on your little tracks, but they're more wet in Richland County, but to each their own.
Yep.
I mean, it's winter, so, but I don't see any reason why I had to come to work today, so.
Well,
I was going to call in for the School of Wayward Boys, and apparently I would have got denied anyway.
Probably.
Yeah, yeah. There's no fun here.
Kicked out of your own school.
I wonder if, you know, if I could talk to somebody about the way I get treated at work.
Yeah, you probably can.
HR?
HR.
Would that be you?
Probably.
Oh, well, again, I'll just be quiet and get ready to give your quiz, but you have an announcement here, Phil?
Whenever somebody says HR, I go back to my childhood, H.R. Puffin Stuff.
Yes.
You know, the big Saturday morning cartoon character.
Mm-hmm.
So
go
see H.R. Puffin Stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Well, H.R. would be Henry's Room.
Henry's Room.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's pretty close to being H.R.
Is that the bathroom then? Got the star on the door?
Do you have an announcement?
Well, we're going to be giving away some great things on Friday, I should say. Mm-hmm. Friday is Valentine's Day. And so we're going to be asking people to give some shout-outs to Valentine's on Friday. And as we do that, we'll be putting all those names into a hat and drawing out some great stuff here for Valentine's Day. And we'll be doing that just before noon on Friday.
Yeah, so sweet. Get your sweet tweets and sweet loves in here to us. So basically what you do is just call 608-647-4155. Tell us your name. and your and what your who your Valentine is, and a short message.
Yeah, just
a it has to be a short message.
You don't have to mention a name, but just
no,
say,
you know, you don't have to mention a name, but
to my sweetie, I like your feeties or something. I mean,
to my sweetie, I love your feetie, love
feeties.
Hank Aru.
Yep. So and we'll be giving away two candy bouquets.
So the big thing is, I mean, once you give us your Valentine, your name will go into a hat, and we'll be drawing that name. We'll get two names, actually,
there you
on
go.
Friday. So a little bonus love.
Yeah. If you haven't gotten your Valentine anything, maybe you'll win it on Friday.
Yeah, without question.
You'll come out smelling like a rose.
Yeah, but we're going to try to keep the mellow cups off the bouquets because there won't be any mellow cups once they get here.
That could be a problem.
With that one guy that we know is in here.
Yeah, Bo Hendricks.
Bo. Yeah, mm-hmm. or Phil Nee. Huh? Yeah. I got a quiz for you.
Yeah, I haven't put a new one on the fridge since October. I looked at that and I said, October?
I'm so proud of that.
Has it been that far?
You've got an easy one today.
All right.
It's not on music, though. It's all true, false. 10 questions.
All right.
Okay. Number one. This is called the dark side of rhymes.
Ooh. Okay.
Little Miss Muffet was inspired by a real girl who was scared of a spider. True or false? Little Miss Muffet. Number two. Mary Had a Little Lamb was originally written as a horror story. Number three, Humpty Dumpty was actually a cannon, not an egg. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
What number four?
50-50 chance.
Baba Black Sheep was written about unfair taxation in the 13th century England.
Okay.
Number five, Jack and Jill was originally about a couple who fell down a hill while running from the law. Number
six. They spilled a pail of water, too.
Yeah. London Bridge is falling down may have been about human sacrifices used to strengthen the bridge. Yes. Number
seven.
Three Blind Mice is about farmers trying to catch a cheese thief. It's not about me calling baseball games.
You and your partner is calling baseball.
Yes. Number eight, Georgie Porgy was based on a nobleman known for kissing and running away.
Started in Pea Ridge.
Started in Ithaca.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. The girls would have cried, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Oh, my God, Phil, kiss me.
Yeah, exactly.
Number nine, Rock-a-bye Baby refers to a real event where a baby was rocked in a tree cradle by Native Americans.
Wow. Okay.
Now, think about it. They had some neat techniques as parenters. Mm-hmm. Number 10, Pop Goes the Weasel is about a playful children's game. All right, young man.
Okay.
True, false.
10 questions.
On the dark side of rhymes.
True or false? there were a lot of rhymes that had hidden meanings.
Yeah, and I had...
back in the day?
I had like 21 more that didn't make the cut.
Oh.
So.
Okay. Save it for another day, I guess.
Number one, buddy.
All right.
Little Miss Muffet was inspired by a real girl who was scared of a spider. True, false?
I said false.
That's true.
Oh, man. No fridge hanger today.
It was believed to be written by Dr. Thomas Muffet about his daughter, who was actually afraid of spiders.
Huh. Wow. I figured it had some hitting meeting about taxation or the king, you know. I'm not sure, but boy. Well, it ain't going on the fridge. The one on the fridge now is going to keep yellowing and with age. And
Henry did it again on number one, didn't he?
I think I have struck out on one the last few times.
Mary Had a Little Lamb was originally written as a horror story. True or false?
I'll say it's false.
It is false. It was inspired by a real girl, Mary Sawyer, whose lamb actually followed her to school.
Bah!
Number three, Humpty Dumpty was actually a cannon, not an egg.
I think that's true.
Some historians say Humpty Dumpty was the nickname for a cannon used in the English Civil War.
Yeah, he's not having a good winter. He had a great fall, though. Sixth grade
comedy. Black Sheep was written. Black Sheep was written about unfair taxation in the 13th century England.
I have true.
It is true. The rhyme was referenced to a medieval wool tax imposed by King Edward the First.
Okay.
King Edward the First. Number five, Jack and Jill was originally about a couple who fell down the hill while running away from the law.
I'm going to say it's false.
It is false. Their origins are unclear, but some theorists suggest it refers to a failed attempt to reform a tax law.
Oh, okay.
Number six, London Bridge's falling down may have been about human sacrifices used to strengthen the bridge. True or false?
True?
It is true. There is a legend that bodies were buried in the bridge's foundation, though there's no proof exists.
Okay.
But there's a legend.
Okay.
You know, like the legend of Phil Knee.
Oh, boy.
Yes. All right. Number seven, Three Blind Mice is about farmers, not about umpires, trying to catch a cheese thief.
False.
False. It's actually about a Queen Mary the First, Bloody Mary, executing Protestant bishops.
Really?
Yeah. She was a very evil woman.
Pretty deep.
Yeah. Number eight, Georgie Porgy was based on a nobleman known for kissing and running away.
I'm going to say it's false.
That's true.
Oh!
You changed your answer.
I did. Oh, I thought long and hard about it.
Did it hurt?
Yes, it did.
The rhyme is linked to George Villiers, Duke of Buckingham, known for their scandalous affairs.
Oh.
So, Georgie Porgy.
The Duke.
Rockabye Baby, number nine, Rockabye Baby refers to a real event where a baby was rocked in a tree cradle by Native Americans.
True?
It is true. Woo-hoo. It is believed that it has been inspired by Native American parenting techniques observed by early settlers.
Okay.
Number 10, Pop Goes the Weasel is about a playful children's game.
I think that's false.
It is false. It actually refers to Pawnings One Coat. Weasel was slang for a coat. To afford food and drinks.
Ah, around the mulberry bush, the monkey chased the weasel. Is that it?
Yeah. No. Pop goes with, I don't know. I have no idea, buddy.
Oh, boy.
If you know that, then you're better than I am.
Oh, two wrong, eight right.
Yeah, but you questioned yourself.
I know. That happens. You should always go with your first instinct. And now after this, next week, no matter what I think for question one, I'm going to go with the opposite answer because... I've been striking out on the first one too much.
I think I'm going to skip number one and just go two.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? That way you don't have to worry about that first one.
Sure. Well, then we would answer that one last, and then I would be deflated thinking I had a perfect paper, and then nope. Okay.
I'm going to try to help you, Phil.
Takes out the drama.
I try to help you through these and try to give you stuff to study through the week, and you just never study.
No, I don't. I don't have a lot of time to study.
Well, if I take the time to write a test, you need to take the time to study.
Okay. Well, when the winter sports season kind of starts to die down.
You'll have out, 4 days.
I'll have more
before spring.
Yeah, exactly. That's about right.
All right, young man.
Yeah.
So anything else before I... I'm going to Belmont tonight.
Belmont.
Yeah,
that's where you're going to.
It's 6:30 start just for people.
Robbing the kids tonight.
Yeah, 6:30 start for the varsity. The JV game was canceled, so... Or, I don't know, lack of players or something. So that's a 6:30 start at Belmont Highland.
Still a lot of sickness going through.
They are.
You'd think somewhere along the line you'd get over the top and kind of...
I've got it all.
But, yeah. Oh, you've had it all?
You and I both have had it all.
Well, I don't think we've had it all. We just had...
I like to say that way we just move forward.
We had a little sinus thing go through that kept coming back.
Yeah. Are you feeling better now?
Oh, I'm fine. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I still have a little runny nose, but...
Do you really?
I do.
Well,
I do.
Catch it. So,
hey, Joanne.
Hello.
Be kind.
Yep. Have a good one there.
Take in the great outdoors and take along insurance coverage you can count on. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We know that rush of freedom you can only get outdoors. Maybe you're taking on the trails in your ATV or zipping around your favorite course in your golf cart. At State Farm, we understand your passion. Whether your recreational vehicle is an off-road vehicle, a snowmobile, or a travel trailer, we can cover you. Our State Farm recreational vehicle insurance is designed with your needs in mind. And the premium may be less than you think. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
This is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Hey, this is Dave Grant with Civic Media. I recently got U.S. Cellular's home internet service from Cell Plus in Baraboo. The router was free, the setup was so easy, and the speed is incredible. I even rely on U.S. Cellular's home internet for my live morning show, whether from my house or from the cottage. Best part, the price is locked in for 3 years for $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Terms do apply. Go to your nearest U.S. Cellular authorized agent, Cell Plus, and check it out.
Hello, this is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Thinking about your loved one's funeral leaves most people feeling a little uneasy, but pre-planning funerals offers great emotional and even financial security for you and your family. With pre-planning, families find comfort in knowing that the funeral reflects what their loved one wanted. It also gives them peace of mind not having to make important decisions at a stressful time.
Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This day in history, inventor Thomas Alva Edison was born in 1847. 1990, one of the biggest upsets in sport history, Buster Douglas knocked out the previously undefeated heavyweight champ Mike Tyson at Japan's Tokyo Dome. 1990 on this day. And in 2012, we learned the news of singing superstar Whitney Houston, her death in a hotel room in Beverly Hills, California. She died at the age of 48. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday wishes today to Bruce Novak, the Ridge Hobby Farmer of Highland area, from your Blue River cousin Charles, and also the best to Bruce the Goose Novak, who's turning age 50, from your Blue River cousins today. Greetings to all of those celebrating, including retiree Linda Kidd, a.k.a. 18066, from also retired 18101. Happy birthday, Linda Kidd, from Mick Memorial Park Board. Enjoy your special day. To Tim Lund from Five Points Lutheran Church, Graham Michael Kenofi from Mary Pat and Jay. Also today to Deb Bumkamp, who has a birthday. Wishes today from Bill, Angie, Dylan, Logan, and Ethan. Also to Deb, happy birthday. We hope you have a wonderful day. Love Chris, Mandy, Peyton, Carson, and Landon. And happy birthday, Deb Bumkamp, from Bubba and Hoyt today. Let me get out and do a little dancing there on your birthday, Deb. Have a great day. To a lovable husband, Mark Turner, with love from Kim, Sean, Leah, Jackson, and Brandon. Also, DeLoss Anderson from Butch and Margaret. Happy birthday wishes today to Mark Cooey from your old pal Al and Grandma Carney. Happy birthday, Bryce Hodge and Nolan Hodge, along with Kathy Richardson from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions today, saluting JoJo Hensley, Derek Pospical, Owen Whitman, Cade Johnson, Mark Cooey, and Ed Chitwood. Eddie Chitwood, happy birthday today. Hope your day is wonderful, from your sister on Ash Ridge. Also to baby brother Eddie Chitwood, who has 70 spankings coming today. Oh, my goodness. This from John, Ann, and Mary. And to Eddard from Linda and the whole Chitwood family. I'm sure he's working at the airport on his birthday today. So greetings to Eddard. Happy birthday from the Richland Center Lions, to Rihanna Oman, to Nolan Hodge, Bryce Hodge, Mike Clone, Elise Freeman, Lynn Munns, Beth Gander, and Liam Richardson. Happy birthday to Kate Eggleston from Bob and Heidi Shear. Happy birthday to Ed Chitwood, Doug Nelson, and Katie Eggleston from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Happy anniversary to my wife, Heather, from Jody Cornell. Heather, all the best. Congrats to the Cornells. Happy 19th anniversary to Arkansas relatives Alice and Tom Iverson. They are ardent lovebirds and WRCO listeners. From Wisconsin, Mel and Linda Felton saying happy anniversary. And a happy 69th to Ray and Mary Jennings, some good friends of WRCO. So all the best to Ray from Mary, and congrats to the Lovebirds, 69. And looking at that 70 right down the road as well. Congrats, kids.
Birthdays and anniversaries come around every year, but there's a secret out there not every guy knows. When you give your wife a gift of jewelry, it shows you care about her wants as well as her needs. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and our job is to make smiles larger during these occasions. Life is a roller coaster, and sometimes it's just nice to do something special for your partner in life. JJ Walsh Jewelers, Southwest Wisconsin's birthday and anniversary destination, downtown Richland Center.
We salute all of our couples, and in fact, Ray Jennings said if I play this, he might even sing it to Mary this morning. So there you go. Too bad we can't mic him up to this morning, but this is Anne Marie.
I'll always remember the song they were playing the first time.
Could I have this?
That's Ann Murray. I'm Phil Neage. Joanne has the news coming up next on a Tuesday. Have a great day, everyone.
This President's Day, discover the perfect piece for your home at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Going on now through February 21st. For $7.99, you can choose from the Simple Joy sofa and love seat to relax in style. The Bullenberg dining table with four chairs to bring the family together. The Lavenhorn reclining sofa with a drop-down table for ultimate comfort. The Hyena full or queen panel bed with dresser, mirror, and nightstand for a complete bedroom refresh. Your choice for just $7.99 plus tax and delivery. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, where comfort meets community. Sale ends February 21st.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 5 degrees in Richland Center at 745. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet, and Town & Country TV and Appliance. Light snow or flurries ending early this morning, partial clearing by midday and chilly with a high of 17. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cold with flurries possible toward morning, a low of 4. In Richland Center, we're at our morning low of 5 degrees.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. Grand County Sheriff Greg Rukoff reports the passing of an officer. Grant County Correctional Officer Dylan Bellamy died Saturday after being struck by a motor vehicle while walking along the highway near Mattoon, Illinois. Dylan joined the Grant County Sheriff's Office in December of 2023. He was also a member of the Army National Guard, and he was in Illinois for his training weekend with his unit, which is based out of Mattoon. The accident is still under investigation. To assist Sheriff's Office staff, the peer support team has been activated, and a grief counselor is being made available for additional services. A two-vehicle head-on crash resulted in injury in Vernon County. The crash occurred Monday morning at approximately 7:15 on Pierce Hill Road in the town of Viroqua. Robert Brand, 21, of Hillsboro, was traveling west on Pierce Hill Road and attempted to pass two vehicles while approaching a knoll. The operator of the other vehicle, Kimberly Johnson, 55, of Viroqua, was traveling east coming over the knoll and was unable to avoid the vehicle in her lane. The vehicle struck nearly head-on and came to rest in the front yard of a private residence. Kimberly Johnson had to be extricated from her vehicle by the Viroqua Fire Department. She was then flown by Gunderson Air to Amplify Gunderson Health System in La Crosse with serious injuries. Robert Brand was able to exit his vehicle under his own power. He also sustained injuries and was taken by private vehicle to Vernon Memorial Hospital in Viroqua. Richland School District Administrator Steve Board reported to the school board that the quarter two discipline report shows that 163 students of the 1,150 on campus have committed 401 offenses. He noted that bullying has been recategorized and that there seems to be an uptick in offensive language. He also reported that the January pupil count data shows an increase in the student body population, an increase of 17 students since the start of the school year. The grade 10 class saw an increase of 8 students, a 7.5% increase. There was also an increase in grades 11 and 12 of 11 students, a 5.4% increase. However, this is mostly due to Argentina students attending during this count. These numbers place the district at retaining 81.9% of resident students, surpassing the district's goal of 80%. Over the past 10 months, the district has increased its student population by 69 students when factoring in losing a graduating class of 118 and replacing it with a 4K class of 63. It was reported to the Richland School Board of Education that the district currently has 5 full-year exchange students and 1 semester student attending the high school. There are 2 boys and 4 girls from 2 exchange organizations. 2 of these students are here courtesy of a Congress Bundestag scholarship, which is a joint offering between the U.S. federal government and the German government. 10 students and 1 chaperone are currently at the high school and will be leaving this Wednesday. This is the 6th year that Richland Center High School is hosting students through this program. The Richland School District was the first public high school to participate in the program, which is facilitated by NASL Open Door. It was reported that the district has 1 student who is participating in an outgoing exchange for the 2024-25 school year through Rotary International. The board also discussed the Youth Risk Behavior Survey. It is designated for grades 6 through 12 students and is an evaluation component for the Drug-Free Communities Grant Project. The survey helps the local community monitor trends in youth health and risk behaviors, knowing which risk behaviors are on the rise as well as which are not, allows schools and communities to create more thoughtful, more effective programs to help reduce these risks and promote health-enhancing behaviors. Students in grades 6 through 8 will be given the middle school YRBS, and those in grades 9 through 12, the high school YRBS. The YRBS covers many different areas broadly related to health and wellness. It includes many topics such as diet and physical activity, alcohol, tobacco, and drug use, sexual activity, access to food and housing, bullying and school safety, and anxiety, stress, and suicidality. In addition, the YRBS measures assets such as a sense of belonging and healthy relationships, which can protect youth from engaging in risky behaviors and help keep them safe, healthy, and prosperous. The survey is widely supported by national, state, and local education organizations, healthcare providers, parent groups, and youth organizations. In Wisconsin, the survey is voluntarily conducted by hundreds of schools across the state because it helps answer some of the most important questions about what young people today are experiencing and feeling. The Richland School District has administered the survey in 2017, 2019, 2021, and 2023. Parents would be given access to the 2025 survey to view before it is given to students. Parents will then be given the option to contact the schools to opt their students out if they wish not to participate. Students are also given the option not to answer questions in the survey if they are not comfortable with the questions. The board approved the survey on a 6-0 vote with 1 abstention. The district plans to administer the survey during the week of March 24th at the intermediate school and high school. In action items, the board approved open enrollment request, district vacancies and appointments, class sizes and under-enrollment courses for the high school's 2024-25 second semester, and staffing plans for the 2025-26 school year. Reedsburg Area Medical Center officially cut the ribbon for the new Replacement Physicians Group Clinic Monday. The new Replacement Physicians Group Clinic was constructed to meet the rapidly rising demand in the community as the population continues to grow. It includes family medicine, pediatrics, diabetes care, women's health, behavioral health, community pharmacy, and the walk-in clinic. The RAMC Foundation launched the Here We Go capital campaign in 2023 to raise funds for the clinic project. Nearly $4 million has been donated by more than 180 donors. RAMC recruited 10 new providers over the last 2 years, including family medicine, women's health, and behavioral health. These new providers are located in the new clinic and accepting patients. The family medicine, pediatrics, and women's health areas of the clinic operate with a unique self-rooming process in which patients check in and are assigned an exam room. Patients go directly to their room and medical staff are alerted. No more sitting in a busy waiting room. Behavioral health, located on the upper level, offers a relaxed, friendly environment for patients of all ages to receive care. Each provider has a unique, personalized office to serve their patients. The community pharmacy, located on the ground floor, is available for counter service as well as drive-up service. For drive-up service, patients are welcome to park in one of the spaces on the south side of the building and call the pharmacy to let them know they are there. In addition, RAMC's walk-in care clinic, located inside of the RAMC Physicians Group Clinic, is a popular offering for the communities because it is less costly than an urgent care run out of an emergency room, which charges emergency room prices and ER copays. The new walk-in care clinic includes 6 exam rooms, 3 of which are negative pressure rooms to stop the spread of communicable diseases. The Physicians Group Clinic, located on the corner of Ridgeview Drive and 19th Street in Reedsburg, is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. The walk-in clinic is open Monday through Friday, 7 to 7, Saturday and Sunday from 7 to 5, and holidays from 9 to 5. The community pharmacy is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 1 and 1:40 to 6. To make an appointment, call 608-524-6477 or use your MyChart app. There will be 2 blood drives in the area Wednesday. Ithaca High School will be holding a blood drive from 9 until 2 at the high school. All donors will receive a Just Donated hat as a thank you. Appointments are greatly appreciated. You can register online at versatai.org/WI or by calling 877-232-4376. The other drive will be an Impact Life blood drive from 11 to 3:30 at Julie Cairn State Farm. You can register online at the Impact Life donor portal. You can also contact Impact Life if you have any questions at hello@impactlife.org or 1-800-747-5401.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Today is Tuesday, February 11th. Carol Sue Otteson, 85, of Richland Center, died February 3rd. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 1:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corner Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 10:30 until the time of service at 1:30. Carol Sue Otteson, 85, of Richland Center. Michael Martin Baker, 54, of Richland Center, died February 2nd at home. Graveside services will be held Thursday at noon at the Dayton Corner Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. From Michael Martin Baker, 54, of Richland Center. Kason Stifler, 22, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly Friday. A celebration of life will be held Thursday at 4 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in St. Mary's Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 2 until the time of service at 4. Kason Stifler, 22, of Richland Center. James Jim Brisboy, Jr., 64, of Reedsburg in Ithaca, died February 3rd following a long illness. A memorial gathering will be held Sunday from 11 until 2 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center. A private family burial will be held in the spring. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a favorite local animal shelter. James Jim Brisboy, Jr., 64, of Reedsburg in Ithaca.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO-FM 100.9. and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services. Light snow or flurries ending this morning, then partial clearing by midday in Chile with a high of 17. It's 6 degrees at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump meets today with the King of Jordan one day after he threatened to halt aid to Jordan if it did not agree to his Gaza rebuilding plan. Closer to home, the president's clash with the judicial branch is escalating, says ABC's Rachel Scott.
For the first time in his second term, a federal judge finding his administration violated an order to fully lift its freeze on federal funding, calling the pause likely unconstitutional and adding that it continues to cause irreparable harm to a vast portion of this country. But the Trump administration pressing forward with their plans to shrink the size of the federal government.
Pope Francis, in a letter to bishops of the United States, did not mention the president by name, but said the administration's mass deportation plan will, quote, end badly. Vice President J.D. Vance, on his first foreign trip in office at an AI summit in Paris, criticized excessive AI regulation, saying it would hamper the technology. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local